The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Government of India, invites applications for the position of Assistant and Upper Division Clerk at the Regional Fodder Station in Suratgarh, Rajasthan. The assistant position is in pay level 6 and the upper division clerk position is in pay level 4. These positions are available on a deputation basis and applications must be submitted within 60 days of the advertisement's publication in the Employment News. For details, do refer to the website, that is at www.dahd.nic.in. The Indian Army invites applications from gainful employed citizens to join the Territorial Army as officers. Online application is open till 10th June 2025. The computer-based entrance exam is tentatively scheduled for 20th July 2025. There are 19 vacancies, 18 for men and 1 for women. And applicants must be Indian citizens aged between 18 to 42 years, graduates from any recognized university and physically and medically fit. The application fee is of 500 rupees and candidates must apply only through the official website. For that, kindly visit www.indianarmy.nic.in. The Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, invites online applications from meritorious Indian sportswomen for recruitment to the post of Head Constable, General Duty, under the Sports Quota 2025, specifically for the hockey discipline. The selected candidates must be appointed in pay level 4 plus applicable allowances. Applicants must be Indian citizens aged between 18 to 23 years as on 1/8/2025. A total of 30 vacancies available exclusively for female candidates, with applications being accepted online only till 30th May 2025 through the CISF recruitment website. Kindly go on to https://cisfrect.cisf.gov.in. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, Principal Bench, New Delhi, invites applications for one post of court officer on deputation basis. The post is in Group A and carries a pay scale of level 8 as per the 7th CPC. Eligible candidates must be officers working under central or state governments or court tribunals, preferably with a law degree from a recognized university. The maximum age limit for deputation is 56 years as on the closing date of the application. Applications in the prescribed format must be sent through proper channel within 2 months from the date of publication in the Employment News. Incomplete applications or those received without required documents will be rejected. For details and to download, kindly visit the NCLAT website, that is https://nclat.nic.in. Central Employment Exchange invites applications from eligible Indian citizens for one post of a technician diesel OBC category at the Directorate of Lighthouses and Lightships, Deep Bhavan Pandit Nehru Mark, Jamnagar 361008. The position falls under level 5 of the pay matrix according to the 7th CPC and is likely to continue beyond 1 year. Initial posting will be in Jamnagar, but candidates may be transferred anywhere in India. The age limit is 21 to 30 years, relaxable as per the central government norms. Women are also eligible to apply. Interested candidates must apply in the prescribed format within 45 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For detailed instructions and application form, kindly visit www.dgll.nic.in, or you could also go on to www.ncs.gov.in. The Ministry of Home Affairs is inviting applications for the post of Supervisor in the Secretariat Security Organization, SSO, on deputation basis. The post is in Group B casseted, non-ministerial, and carries a pay scale of level 7 as per the 7 CPC. The maximum age limit for deputation is 56 years as of the closing date for applications. Applications along with all required documents must be submitted in the prescribed format within 60 days from the date of publication of the advertisement in the Employment News. For further details, including the application format, kindly visit the official website at https://www.mha.gov.in. Indian Institute of Heritage, formerly National Museum Institute, a deemed to be university under the Ministry of Culture, Government of India, invites applications for the post of Professor, History of Art. The filled application form must be sent to the Registrar's Office in Noida within 21 days from the date of publication. Interested candidates can find detailed information regarding eligibility criteria and application forms on the website. Kindly go on to www.nmi.gov.in. Directorate of Coordination Police Wireless, Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India is inviting applications for the position of Junior Hindi Translator on a deputation or absorption basis. The post is classified as Group B non-gazetted, non-ministerial, with a pay scale of level 6. Applications along with attested copies of certificates should be sent to the Joint Director, Admin, within 60 days from the publication date in the Employment News. For more details, visit the DCPW website, that is www.dcpw.gov.in. Ministry of New and Renewable Energy invites applications for the post of Director General at the Sardar Swaran Singh National Institute of Bioenergy, located in Kapurthala, Punjab. This position offers a pay scale of level 14 as per the 7 CPC. Applications for this position, including all required documents, should be submitted within 6 weeks from the publication of the advertisement in the Employment News, with an extended deadline of 8 weeks for candidates from certain regions. For further details, please visit the official website at www.mnre.gov.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.